Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. I'm here today with my father, Don Smith, and he is going to deliver today's lesson, a Father's Day lesson, in recognition of this weekend, Father's Day. My dad is 80 years old, has been a great friend of mine my whole life, and I'm honored today to have him be able to deliver our Father's Day message. Here you go, Dad.
On this Father's Day weekend, I am reminiscing about my family and the connectedness I am enjoying today. I am remembering past events that have contributed to my philosophy about what it takes to have a connected family. From my experience, I define connectedness as that place in any relationship where two people meet, find safety and respect in openness, know that differences will not divide, and are valued and bound together by love and the freedom to be authentically oneself. For the past 13 years, I have been engaged with my now 95-year-old brother in researching our family's genealogy. It has been an informative and rewarding pursuit, providing me an enriched perspective on life and one's contribution to future generations. From my genealogical research dating back to the 1500s, I have concluded that not much, if anything, will be remembered about us personally beyond the third generation. But our profound choices can and probably will have a ripple effect on generations to come. To illustrate, one of my ancestors chose to come to America on the Mayflower. Another chose to join in the fight for independence in the American Revolution, while yet another chose to remain loyal to the British crown and moved to Nova Scotia. Choices, choices, choices. They have certainly impacted our family over the generations. And I realize that my choices today could also have an impact on my descendants. When I was 16 years old, my father died suddenly at 66. I knew him as a quiet, honorable, and respected man. He indeed was a man of fine character, but we, that is, my dad and I, never connected. That relationship greatly influenced my intentions as a father. So I aspired to be like my dad, a man of integrity, but I also choose to be a father of intentional connectedness. I have 4 children and 14 grandchildren. My relationship with each one is special, unique, and greatly treasured. And I experience rewarding connectedness with each one.